Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. This is our first episode of 2022, so I hope everyone had a good break, good holiday season, Happy New Year's, all of that, but now we are back. So today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be making some apple jam, and this was recommended by one of our followers on our Instagram page. So if you want to suggest a recipe or give us comments about this show, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery. And if you want to check out the original recipe, this is a YouTube video from the channel Best Recipe. So if you want to see their original recipe, go follow them and check them out. But for today, this is a really simple recipe. All we're going to need are about 6 apples. I'm using Fuji apples, but any kind of apples you have will work. We're going to use about 4 cups of powdered sugar. We're going to need about 3/4 of a cup of water, and then 1/2 teaspoon of lemon juice. You're also going to need a relatively large saucepan, especially if you make a double recipe of this, something to stir it with. If you have an immersion blender, go ahead and get that out. Or you can use something like a wooden spoon. It'll take a little bit longer and a little bit more effort, but it should turn out the same. You're also going to need a small knife. I'm using a paring knife, but anything to just cut up some apples. And with that, let's go ahead and get cooking. All right, so first off, what we're gonna do is we're gonna take our apples and we're gonna cut them up and put them in the pot. So kilogram of apples is between 6 or 7, depending on how many you use. I'm going to be using probably 7, and whatever kind of apples you have on hand should work. Each one's going to be different because they're what I just bought. I'm going to be using Fuji apples, but any kind will work. So you're going to take your paring knife and just slowly cut some chunks out. Now, the smaller your pieces are, the quicker they're going to cook. So just keep that in mind. And in the original recipe, you can see them cutting. You can see them peeling the apples first. If you want to do that, that's great. I'm not going to be doing that because the skin of the apple has a lot of nutrients and adds a little bit of texture. But in the future, I might not do that. But just carefully, you're going to want to cut as much of the apple out as you can, leaving just the core. If you get a little bit of the core, that's all right. It's not going to hurt. It's just not as tasty or tender as the outside of the apple is going to be. Just scrape that out. Once you get to the center, just take out what you can. Should be left just a small little core. And this takes some practice. I'm not super good at it, but it's okay. I'm gonna get that. So, just one down. Whenever you get an apple, also make sure you rinse it off because any residue on the apples is gonna stay on there unless you rinse it off. If you forget to rinse it off, it's not gonna hurt, but sometimes it's a good practice. Let's, same thing, just take some slices off and just pop it right into our pot. Now, if you're making a larger recipe of this, like I'm making half a recipe that the video calls makes. If you do a larger recipe, just make sure you have a very big saucepan because these apples are going to take up a lot of room. They're gonna cook down some, especially once you mash them up, but they're still gonna be relatively large. And always be careful. Make sure you're using a sharp knife because sharp knives actually cause less damage. Sharp knives are somewhat safer, especially when you're cutting. Because a sharp knife, it'll cut through things, and then if it hits your hand after going through an apple or a potato or whatever you're cutting, it'll do some damage, but you don't have to put much force behind it. But if you're using a dull knife, you have to put a lot more pressure to cut through whatever you're cutting. And all that pressure goes into your hand if you slip or if it cuts through eventually. So that's why you always use sharp knives, because the injury rate for sharp knives is somewhat less and also less extreme than if you cut yourself with a dull knife. That's why you always cut away from yourself, and you always make sure your knives are relatively sharp. That is our third apple, I believe. So just, it's pretty quick. Once you get a rhythm going, this can go by pretty quickly. Just always make sure if you see a bad spot, you also cut that out. Because it's not going to make much of a difference, but it's always good to cut those out. But once you finish this, you're also going to want to make sure you have a place to store it. Something like a mason jar is great. It's going to go in the fridge, so any kind of container that can hold that for a while is going to work really well. But keep going. And like I said, this was a recipe actually recommended to us by someone on our Instagram page. So if you have a recipe you want us to try, or comments about the show, suggestions, anything like that, make sure you follow us and just send us a message, and hopefully we'll be able to see it. But this is something we're trying out, and should be relatively interesting. Be careful, I've been dropping several slices of apple. So just, once you get the hang of it, a little bit of apple falling out, doesn't matter. And so like I said, I'm going to be using Fuji apples, but whatever kind you use will be fine. Just remember that different apples will have different things going for it. I like these apples because they're incredibly crisp and incredibly sweet. If you want something a little bit tartar, especially with all the sugar we're going to add, you can use tartar apples, you can use green apples. I don't remember what kind they use in the video, but it's more of a golden apple. But just whatever you have on hand should work fine. It might alter the cooking time a little bit, but cooking almost never has the right amount of time. It's always going to be different no matter what. But this is our last apple. Taking a little bit, but it's okay. Pop that in there. Now we're going to go ahead and throw in our water, and then we're going to heat it up. So we put in the water beforehand because that'll give us a little bit of steam, but also because we're going to get 3/4 of a cup. This will help distribute the heat. So we're going to turn our burner on to medium, put our pot on, and then just pour about 3/4 of a cup of water into this thing. So pour that in. And this, the reason we add the water right now is this will actually distribute the heat. If we cook it on there right now, a lot of the heat is going to go just on those pieces of apple that are touching the pot, and we don't want that. This water on the bottom is going to give us an evenly distributed heat, which is exactly what we want. So let's go ahead. We're going to turn our burner on medium, and we're just going to let that sit for a minute. So I'm going to let this sit about 5 minutes. While it's cooking, just make sure you kind of stir the apples up, make sure everything gets mixed in, and we're going to check back here in about 5 minutes. All right, so it's been about 5 to 10 minutes, and our water is boiling nicely. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna keep stirring it up. And now, I cut up a couple of the pieces, the larger pieces, because smaller pieces will cook faster. But if you just have some larger pieces, it'll take a little bit longer to cook. We're gonna go ahead and do Gonna add just a splash more water, just to make sure we have a good amount. But I have a tool that's good for making ground beef, but just any tool or your immersion blender, and just try to break up some of these pieces. Now, a lot of these are still going to be pretty raw. That's okay. Us breaking it up is going to help cook these faster. Just kind of take them, break them up, and get as much submerged in that water as you can. And be careful, because the water is hot, and if it splashes, it will give you a little bit of a shock, like it just did to me. Just do this for a minute, sort of break these up. The smaller the pieces you get, the faster this is gonna cook, because there's less for the heat to go through. Just carefully do that. Once you get a lot of the pieces broken up, we're gonna go ahead and stir it up a little bit. So, I don't know exactly how long this whole cooking process is gonna take. I'm gonna just check it out and see. Let's keep breaking that up. So, this is also very good to make sure you bust up those pieces of apple skin, because especially if you don't have a blender, an immersion blender handy, this is gonna keep those pieces of skin, which are not gonna cook down as much as the inside of the apple. It's gonna keep those relatively small. It's what we're gonna want, because the skin is very nutritious, but especially if you're eating something like apple butter or apple jam, you're going to have a sort of a difficult time if you have just a very large piece. Let's keep mixing that up. Now we're getting a lot of smaller pieces. So, because I'm not using an immersion blender, even though I do have one handy, because we're not using that, our pieces are going to be a little bit larger. It's not going to be as consistent as what you'll see in the regular video, but it should still taste the same. We're going to mix that up. And I might break out that immersion blender if it doesn't work. But let's go ahead and break it up. Just keep breaking that up. Get that. We're going to give the pan a little bit of a shake and just settle everything down. We're going to let it cook about 5 more minutes. You want to keep that heat. I still have it at medium and we have a nice boil. So let's do that. Keep stirring it occasionally. Just make sure everything gets cooked, and I'll check back with you guys in about 5 minutes. All right, so it's been about 5 minutes, and our water is still boiling, and if we take a spoon and try one of these pieces of apple, we see that they're a lot more tender, which is exactly what we want. So what I'm gonna do, wasn't planning on it, but I'm gonna actually had an immersion blender on hand. So if you have it, go ahead and get it out. I'm gonna try it out. If you don't have it, it's okay. If you don't know what it is, it's basically a handheld blender that you can put down into stuff. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to use this. It's basically just a handheld blender. And I've never used one of these before. It's gonna make everything. We're getting now that I'm using it a little bit, getting a little bit of a thin paste. Not sure how well it's working, but a nice consistency. We have a little bit of the skin still, but we're starting to break it up a little bit more. And you have to make sure you're doing this. If you do this, you have to make sure you're doing it after you've cooked the apples for a little while. Otherwise, it's not going to work as well. We've got a nice puree going, just moving the blender around. Set that to the side. Put this back over our heat. Now I'm gonna go ahead and add just a little bit more water and actually turn our heat down a little bit. And then we're gonna add our powdered sugar. And remember, we're gonna take it off of the heat for a minute actually. It's pretty hot still. We're gonna add about four. We're gonna add some powdered sugar. Recipe calls for about 4 cups. We're gonna take it a cup at a time and see what happens. One cup, one more, one cup, and we're gonna stir it in and we're gonna see how that tastes. Stir that in. We're using powdered sugar because that's easier to incorporate into these sort of things. Just stir until we get that dissolved. We're gonna see how it goes. Stir that in and just grab a spoon and taste it, but you gotta be careful because if you need to let it cool for just a minute, otherwise you're going to burn your mouth. And that's not something you're gonna want. Ooh. Actually very good. So we're not gonna add anywhere near that much sugar because I might have just misunderstood him. I'm gonna add about another half a cup. So that's 1.5 cups for our apples. Stir that in and give it one final taste. What might have been the reason also is if he was using a much tartar apple in the video, you'd need more sugar. And I might have just misunderstood him as well. That's possible as too. I'm going to be using, for our 6 or 7 apples, going to be using about 1.5 cups of powdered sugar. Stir that in. One final taste. Yeah. 1.5 cups is perfect. So right now our apple jam is sitting at about the consistency of an applesauce, which is great. But what we're going to do, we turned it down to a medium low. We're gonna put our thing back on there, let that cook down a few more minutes. We're gonna blend it one more time, and we should be good. So just make sure you keep an eye on it, keep stirring it, and we'll be back again after another 5 minutes or so. Alright, so it's been another couple of minutes, and what I've done, I actually added a little bit more water and then set it through the blender again, and now I've gotten a much more pureed looking apple, very close to what we would expect with an applesauce. Let me go ahead and try a little bite. Alright, that's basically almost an applesauce. So if you want an applesauce, you can go ahead and just take that off right now. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put our heat back up to around 4 or 5, and I'm gonna let it simmer and just pay attention to it for about, I'm gonna put it at about 3. We're gonna let it sit there for 10 minutes or just whenever you wanna take it off. I'm doing this one last time to just finally cook everything down. Add actually a splash more water. Gonna let that cook everything down, and then we'll see what our finished product looks like. So I'll see you guys in about 10 minutes. All right, so it's been about 10 more minutes. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna turn off our heat and just go ahead and take it off. Now for mine's looking about the consistency of applesauce, a little bit thinner. So if you wanted to cook it down a little bit more, you could. I'm gonna go ahead and take it off right now. So the last thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take some lemon juice. Gonna add about a little over 1/2 teaspoon. And the reason we do this, we're gonna add that in. We're gonna just mix everything in. And the reason we do this is similar to if you add lemon to sliced apples, that lemon and the acid is gonna help the apples keep its color. It's going to prevent that browning. If it browns, it should be fine. This is going to help it keep that consistency. Going to add that in, just stir it up. Then if you want to cook this down some more, you can. But I think I'm done, so I'm going to get a spoon and just try a taste. Now in the video, his looks something a little bit thinner and with smaller pieces than this. I'm sure he just cooked it down longer than I did, but let's give it a taste. Ooh, that's very good. And because it's almost like applesauce, you can eat it by itself, or you can put it on a piece of bread, which I'll probably do here in a little bit. But I believe we are done. All you're gonna have to do now is you're gonna wanna let it sit and let it cool down. And once it's cool, you're gonna wanna put it in some sort of container to put it into the fridge. But that is our apple jam complete. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Happy cooking. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today's episode has been apple jam, and that was a recipe suggested to us from one of our followers on our Instagram, and it comes from a video on the Best Recipe channel. So if you want to check out the original recipe, go check that video out, and I'll have it linked in the description. But if you want to suggest a recipe for us to try, or have suggestions about the show, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery. And if you want to share this with people or make one of these recipes and let us see it, you can use the hashtag #collegecookery, and we'll see, want to see what people have tried. But if you enjoyed this episode, please follow the podcast on whatever platform you have. And if you can, leave a review or a comment about it and share it with your friends, because stuff like that is how we're able to get to more people and help them cook. But that's going to do it for today. I hope you enjoyed this, and happy cooking.